MTV Cast.
Hey, man, this is 2 Pound Butt Kit checking in. Just out here trying to keep my ass together. It's always a challenge, but, you know, a lot of people say if you didn't wear such a thick chamois that maybe you wouldn't need 2 pounds of butt supplies. But, you know, I got all the good stuff. I got the cotton balls, regular balls, lotion, salves. I picked up this surgical laser from a doctor friend in Payson, actually, kind of under the radar. But anything that might pop up, any of these various creams and salves can't take care of, I should just be able to slice it right off. But check me out on my Insta, 2 Pound Butt Kit. Yeah, I got all the tips up there, everything I do, what I carry. I'm pretty proud that I've gotten it down about 2 pounds. The first prototype was about 10. But I used about a pound of that stuff on the Four Peaks route, and it was great. I'm glad I had it with me. I think I forgot that I had an accident, so I'm going to pick that back up and check in with y'all later.
Hey, this is BV from Vail. I'm here in Pine at the brewery. Just had an awesome, awesome time with some great riders, Ben Haynes and Evan. What's the other name? Saulberger, and my lovely wife. Feeling really good, really, really good, actually, for such a good push today. And a little disappointed that I'm going to have a layover for a couple of days. Just wanted to keep this rolling. Unfortunately, I got to order some parts for my bike. Yeah, bummer. Dang it. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully the weather doesn't get turnover and things get bad. But regardless, it'd be good that some people are still rolling through when I get rolling again. That'd be good, at least to hang out. So looking forward to pushing through to the Utah line. Thanks everybody who's following, and it's been great. It's awesome. Glad to be in the high country. This is my passion. This is my love, being up here, even though I'm a desert rat. That's where I grew up. Love the pines. Hasta la vida.
Hey, it's Paul Wissenbach calling in from the 750. I'm calling in from the Highland Trail, where it's been raining off and on. It's quite wet. I believe everything from the waist down is soaking. There's one spot under one of my feet that's not wet, but it won't be long, I'm sure. So it's absolutely gorgeous out here. The view from this, with the, now that the weather's cleared a little bit, is absolutely breathtaking. It's pretty cool to see such stark differences in the Arizona landscape. That's one of the amazing things about this this ride, this race, that I've grown to love. So lots of time to dig deep, introspect, think about why you're doing this. I have thought about that, but I do know why. And it's very personal to me. So I'm in for the long haul. There's no turning back. And I figure tonight, when it starts to get cold, I'll try to sleep below the rim. Well, like I would get out before the rim, or before I got out. It's going to be a long slog. But I'll find somewhere, change in my dry stuff, and get some good sleep while I wait it out. Talk to you later. Bye.